The tech bubble continued to burst this week. Microsoft Corporation announced Tuesday it will no longer offer stock options to its 50,000 employees. Options, the right to buy stock later at a low fixed price, were what made many Gen X internet millionaires of the 1990s. Those are the people who are trying to sell used Lamborghinis right now. Now, instead of options, Microsoft will give its employees shares outright, which means the company will have to keep strict accounts on who gets what. Substituting actual shares for options could reduce Microsoft's profits by billions of dollars. Joe Nocera is editorial director for Fortune magazine and our friend from the business world. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And why is this change so notable?
Well, for several reasons. First, it's a recognition that companies like Microsoft and Cisco and Intel, whose stock just rose and rose and rose and rose through the 90s and through the tech bubble, There's no expectation that these stocks are going to keep rising. And Microsoft is basically saying, this game is over, and we have to find a new way to compensate our employees. And, you know, Microsoft is a bellwether stock. It's a bellwether company. And as goes Microsoft, so will go, I believe, many hundreds of other companies.
What about the concern that was expressed by some people in the industry this week that it's going to make these companies, startups, much less entrepreneurial, not if people aren't willing to work 18-hour days anymore?
The smaller companies are definitely going to still need to have stock options because you do need to be able to give some equity to people to say, you know, come to this company and work hard and there will be a payoff at the end.
Take a chance with us.
Take a chance and if we fail, we fail. But if we succeed, you'll be richly rewarded. Whereas for decades in this country, large companies didn't have stock options. It's just kind of a weird, unique moment in history when these large companies saw their stocks flying and people who work for them were making many hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars. And really, to be honest, Scott, the whole thing got completely out of whack. And it is fair to say, I believe, that much of the scandals that ensued were the result of the stock option mentality taking hold of the corporation.
How much damage could the need to account on their books for outright stock being given to employees going to damage Microsoft's profits?
Well, it is going to dent their profits significantly. The one number I saw was that if you applied it to this past year, their profits would have gone from $8 billion to $6 billion. So that's a pretty hefty hit. On the other hand, you know, Microsoft is a very healthy company. Everybody understands why they're doing it. And if you start at a $6 billion base and an $8 billion base instead of an $8 billion base and you build up from that, they'll be fine. They'll get past this. And really, if every company in the United States did the same thing, everybody's profits would drop by basically the same percentage and they'd all start to go up again, assuming the companies do well. So I think that's going to be less of an issue than the critics are saying.
I forget now. Why is it that options don't have to get carried on the books? Was this always a little bit nefarious?
Well, Scott, I guess I can't get away with saying it's really complicated. But the answer is it's really complicated. The accounting world, the FASB, the GAAP, all those terms that you don't really want to know more about, they basically just allow companies to hand out options with no consequence to their income sheet. I mean, it's really as simple as that. Part of the problem with expensing stock options, you may remember that in the wake of the scandals, there's been a huge move to do that, and many companies have done that, is that it's even more complicated to figure out how much they're worth to put them on the balance sheet. Now that they're handing out stock, you'll notice where people were once getting grants of maybe 50,000 stock options, they're going to wind up getting 5,000 shares of restricted stock because restricted stock has an absolute reality.
Joe, wonder about this. Wall Street Journal, a front page article on Friday that said for the first time in its 25-year history, I guess, Southwest Airlines is having labor problems. Now, this is a company that offered stock options and profit sharing, one of the things that got flight attendants and maintenance crews to work 14 hours straight with no extra compensation. But now, when stock prices are declining all over the airline industry, owning stock and profit sharing isn't so valuable.
Southwest Airlines has been one of the best performing stocks, not airline stocks, period, over the last 30 years. The reason it makes money when no other airline makes money is because its labor costs are so low. And why are its labor costs so low? Is because people have gotten rich on stock options. So if stock options are taken away or they become less valuable, morale goes down, employees get angry, they're not willing to stay at the company as long, they're more willing to unionize. And all these things happen because built into the company's business plan is that their stock's going to keep rising. And you can't always build that into the business plan.
Joe, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Joe Nocera, Fortune Magazine, our business commentator here on Weekend Edition.